Blackstone presents Sam and the Resistance, written and performed by Linda Barons, with Kate Barrett as the voice of Morag the Tabby Cat.
Chapter 1. Sam and the Mystery Building. There were strangers in Sam's field. Lots of them. Strange people, all men, all wearing the same odd, brightly coloured clothes. They were building something like a house, but much bigger. They were working way down at the far end of the field, close to the river. Once it was finished, it wouldn't bother him. He wouldn't even see it from his special spot, under his tree. But right now the noise was truly awful. They were shouting and throwing bricks to each other, playing a scratchy radio and singing along, sharing jokes, tapping and scraping walls. That was bad enough, but there were noisy machines, too, of all sizes. Some were little machines that the men held in their hands. They made fierce buzzing sounds or rat-a-ta noises. Others were bigger. Some even had wheels like cars. Biggest of all were the diggers. Huge machines that roared as they ripped open the ground. They were the noisiest of all. They made Sam tremble and shake, and he was very glad to see them go. Morag the Tabby Cat, braver than the rest, went over there to take a look around, or as she put it, to investigate. Every other animal avoided it carefully. Too much noise, too many men. But Morag considered herself a curious and educated cat, and wanted to know what was going on. She had only been there a minute or two when one of the workmen almost casually flicked a cigarette butt at her. The cigarette was still lit, and there was a shower of sparks when it bounced off the grass just in front of her. She jumped, screeched, and ran for her life, racing across the field for home. She ran right between Sam's legs without stopping. Not hurt, but very scared and angrier than Sam had ever seen her, and that was saying something. She stayed indoors for 3 days. The next time Sam saw her, she was up in his tree, still sulking. The very tip of her tail, the furry little egg-shaped lump that made her tail so special, was twitching, beating out an angry rhythm. Flick, flick, flick. He tried more than once to speak to her. At first, she just ignored him. Eventually, she hissed at him, and Sam decided it was time to go for a walk. He plodded across to the pool, hoping to see Terry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?